Heat advisory remains in effect from noon EDT slash 11 a.m. CDT slash Wednesday to 11 a.m. EDT slash 10 a.m. CDT slash Thursday. Dot 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 excessive heat watch in effect from Thursday morning through Thursday evening. Asterisk what for? The heat advisory. Heat index values up to 105 expected. For the excessive heat watch. Dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up to 110 possible. Asterisk square portions of northern Indiana and southwest Michigan. Asterisk wind 4, the heat advisory. From noon EDT slash 11 a.m. CDT slash Wednesday to 11 a.m. EDT slash 10 a.m. CDT slash Thursday. For the excessive heat watch. From Thursday morning through Thursday evening. Asterisk impacts extreme. Heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Precautionary slash preparedness actions. Monitor the latest forecasts and warnings for updates on this situation. Be prepared to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. This is especially true during warm or hot weather when car interiors can reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes.
For Indiana News Now, I'm Terry Dee. Indiana's controversial near-total abortion ban is now in effect after the Indiana Supreme Court on Monday denied a request from the ACLU and Planned Parenthood to rehear the case. Our news gathering partner, the Indianapolis Star, reports Governor Eric Holcomb signed the law at the end of 2022 during a special legislative session. Three exceptions must be met before an abortion can be performed in Indiana, according to the law. Fatal fetal anomalies, when the mother's life or health is in danger up to 20 weeks post-fertilization, and in the case of rape or incest, up to 10 weeks post-fertilization. In a statement, ACLU of Indiana Executive Director Jane Henniger said it's a, quote, dark day in the state's history. More information is available in the case of an 11-year-old Indianapolis boy who died from gunshot wounds Sunday afternoon. WISH-TV reports that IMPD says Jordan Robertson accidentally shot himself. Officers were dispatched to the 3700 block of East Market Street around 4 p.m. Officer William Young, who was at the scene, wants gun owners to know this.
We hope that those who have firearms in the home, you have to be responsible whenever you have those, so that way that nobody gets hurt. And this is a prime example of that situation.
An investigation is ongoing to determine who owns the gun and how Robertson had access to it. This is Indiana News Now. Cooling centers will be available at several Indianapolis city parks as temperatures are expected to be in the upper 90s throughout the week while producing heat indexes as high as 115. The centers will be at Broad Ripple Park, Brookside, Christian, Garfield, Municipal Gardens, Rodeus, Riverside, Thatcher, Washington, Watkins, and Windsor Village. Meanwhile, utility company AES Indiana officials say they are ready for the increased demand this week and will suspend all residential disconnects through Thursday and will review Friday as temperatures began to drop. Disposable vapes are posing a growing environmental threat across the country, according to a new report. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group Education Fund revealed nearly five disposable vape products are discarded every second in the U.S. Lucas Gutterman, campaign director for the group, said they are calling for stopping the sale of the products due to their lack of recyclability and negative environmental impact.
They have lithium-ion batteries that can't be put in most e-waste take-back programs. The DEA, which does take back other vapes, won't take back these disposable ones because you can't remove the battery.
The report said the Environmental Protection Agency also considers them hazardous waste due to the nicotine e-liquid they contain, even after disposal. Gutterman says the rechargeable batteries in the disposable vapes sold each year consist of more than 23 tons of lithium. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.